The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Mathnasium.
This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Those of you tuning in, what is that all about? Okay, we're counting because my guest this morning is Adana Elder with Mathnasium.
Good morning, Meg. I grew up listening to that song.
Sesame
it was one of those
Street.
things that came on our TV station every single morning.
I love it. I was having flashbacks.
You and me both.
Counting and the numbers coming up, all of that. It's so great. So let's talk about Mathnasium. Tell me everything. This is your second time being on the show, so I'm so glad you decided to come back and play with us.
It was such a pleasure the first time. I couldn't give up an opportunity to do a second.
Yes, of course. So Mathnasium, if you have a question or a comment, maybe you're already familiar with it, you can always text it in this next half hour at 850-437-1620. But maybe let's just start, Adana, with what is Mathnasium?
So we are a math learning center. We work typically with 2nd through 12th graders, although we do occasionally work with younger ones. One of our requirements is that our students are able to read reasonably well on their own. We start each student with an assessment that allows us to develop a customized learning plan. Mm-hmm. It's going to fill in missing pieces or push them forward depending on what their specific needs are.
So this isn't necessarily a facility. It's not a school, is it?
We are not a school. Our students come in a couple or three times each week. We work with them for an hour or an hour and a half, depending on the plan that they've chosen and the grade level that their students are at and what kind of material they're seeing in their classes.
So it really is focused tutoring to really help kids that are either struggling or are doing really well.
Right. So the first part of every session, we do devote to the missing pieces, if mm-hmm. those are there. And typically the kids who are asking for homework help, which is the last part of every session, the ones who are looking for homework help are typically missing something foundational, whether it's multiplication facts or understanding how to work order of operations. Your algebra student needs that fifth grade skill no matter what.
Okay. Now, do you work with students online?
We do. We have a program called Mathnasium at Home, and our students work with our instructors from our centers. We have three of them, Pensacola, Niceville, and Destin. They are coming from one of those three centers, so they are trained by us. They are vetted by us. They are not working with somebody out of state or out of country.
Okay, and so what are some of the math classes that your tutors teach in, or what's some of the different areas?
Everything from teaching kids how to not need to count on their fingers up to pre-calculus. Occasionally we do some calculus instruction, but not very frequently.
Okay. So this is pretty exciting to know that this is available and that it could help students. You may know someone or have a neighbor's child that you know might be struggling, or you might know a child that's exceptional that could possibly use that extra help. How would that work when you're working with the advanced students?
So those students don't typically need any homework time because when they're seeing that material in class, they already have it down.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the students will do their homework while they're there, and then we'll check it over just to make sure they didn't make any silly mistakes. But we frequently have second graders who are working on third and fourth grade material.
Okay.
That is not at all uncommon. Teachers in our classrooms don't always have the right resources to be able to provide those exceptional students with things in advance of the rest of the class. That changes a little bit once we get into middle school and we start introducing things like algebra in 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
We can set your student up as early as 3rd and 4th to be preparing them for that eventuality.
Oh, that's great. So what are the signs for a parent, let's say, that other than the teacher calling and saying that, you know, your child is struggling in math or in the sciences, what are the signs when your child comes home from school? Or are there things you kind of are tells that maybe things aren't going really well?
Well, grades are certainly a big part of it, or not understanding what's being asked for in a question. If you see your student at any age level counting on their fingers, mm-hmm. we can help that and help with that. That's not something that a lot of parents realize can be a key to frustration further on. But the longer it takes you to get those answers, certainly with finger counting, a lot of kids will end up off by a digit. Mm. That can be super frustrating for a student as they start to do other addition, subtraction facts, or later on when they're doing order of operations. They're still counting on their fingers. They've worked all of the material correctly, but their answer is wrong at the end because 7 plus 8 was 14.
Oh,
7 plus 8, by the way, for those of you who may need a little bit of support there, 7 doubled is 14 and one more would be 15. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the kinds of techniques that we teach. It supports what's happening in the classrooms. Mm-hmm. So we're not trying to teach them some weird, obscure way. We really are following a lot of what's happening there. That can be helpful for families and parents who are feeling like, I don't know how to teach my kid the way that they're learning in school. They've brought this homework home and I have to show them how to do it this way that does not make sense to me.
Right.
We will absolutely 100% take that off of your plate and put it on ours because we see that homework all the time. It might not be the way that your seventh grader is going to learn to multiply, for example, mm-hmm. two digit by three digit numbers. We're going to teach them sort of the way that I remember learning it as a kid. But your seventh grade teacher also doesn't care how they're getting it.
Okay.
The way of introducing different concepts in different ways is super helpful for the kids who are not finding that traditional way of learning it, the way that works for them.
Well, I have to say, you know, as a parent, that it's kind of intimidating because things have changed since we were in school. So you want to help, but you may not even know some of the new methodologies, the different things. Things have changed so much and continue to change as technology does. So we didn't have computers when I was in my classroom or calculators. We were doing
or calculators,
yeah,
yes.
Calculators, all that stuff. So yeah. Now we're coming up towards the end of the school year. Is it a good time? And can we start a student now this close to the end of the school year?
There's never a bad time to start with math tutoring. Usually the end of the school year is the time where we start to get into those final exams. We're getting into the FAST test is coming up. We can be there to help support some of that while we're filling in some of the missing pieces as well. And then over the summer, we really get to set them up to be very, very successful as they move into their next grade. Let's get any of those missing pieces. You came to us for a reason at the end of the school year. There were pieces that your student didn't catch this year. Let's make sure that we've covered all of those bases so that as we move into fourth grade or into fifth grade, we've got those pieces already set a little bit better in stone.
Oh, no, that makes a lot of sense. So we're talking with Adana Elder, who is with Mathnasium. Excuse me. If you have a question, text it in to the Pep Talk text line at 850-437-1620. So you've kind of already answered my next question, but I was wondering, do you offer summer classes and work with kids during the summer?
We do work with students over the summer, and it is one of my favorite times. There isn't any homework involved typically, so we really get to focus in on whatever those points of frustration were for your child. It's a little bit quieter in the center typically, so students who sometimes find that there are a lot of other kids around them can be supported by the fact that there's a little bit more space between the students. We always maintain that same ratio with our instructors, which is another thing that I like to address with kids. It's all maybe a question that you had coming up, but I'll touch on it now. And that is one of the things that a lot of our families ask us is this one-on-one tutoring? Mm-hmm. And the short answer is it is 100% one-on-one tutoring, but it's done in a group environment. So
okay.
I sit down with your student, we work through a couple of problems together, and I step away and give them an opportunity to work independently. In a true one-on-one tutoring situation, I would sit there and watch them do the problem. Mm-hmm. And I might be like, ooh, are you sure you want to do it? Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, stop where you're at. This gives them an opportunity to do it on their own and have the confidence when they finish it that they've got it right and that they can do it without me because their teacher will not let me sit next to them for the test on Friday.
Correct. That's very true.
So, but when they get to problem number 6 and they're like, oh my gosh, I just don't understand this, they can raise their hand. Mm-hmm. And it'll be either me or one of our other instructors in the center. That other instructor may have a slightly different way of explaining it. And so our team teaching approach allows for different voices.
That's good, though, because it kind of opens them up to all the possibilities.
Absolutely. They may draw a great picture. Mm-hmm. They may use a manipulative. I didn't think a manipulative was necessary. But they provide that other tool or that other explanation. Or maybe they're both fantastic baseball fans.
Mm-hmm.
And
there you go.
And they're able to, you know,
use baseball
the next
analogies.
Instructor uses an analogy. And they're
right.
Like, oh, my gosh, now that makes sense to me.
That sounds, yeah, that's great. So I appreciate that. Now, do you ever go to people's homes?
We do not. Okay. Everything that we do happens inside of our center. It allows for that true team teaching approach. Mm-hmm.
No, that makes perfect sense. So then I guess the next big question is, what is the cost and do you have scholarships available?
So there are a variety of different options available cost-wise. We do work like a gym membership. We occasionally offer private sessions, but we really find that the membership provides the best price point for them, mm-hmm. and really provides them with the best opportunities relative to having the right skills and the right resources to move forward into the next classroom.
Right.
I like to think of learning math as much like learning a musical instrument or learning a foreign language. You're not going to be expected to go perform at the music hall if you haven't had 6 months of practice on your guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are probably fantastic people out there who might do that, but that seems unlikely. Or be asked to read The Hunchback of Notre Dame if you didn't finish French 1.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that they have that foundation to work with.
No, that's great. And also, it's an incentive. It's a commitment.
It is.
And a consistency, so it's an incentive to keep coming, because that's why I have a gym membership.
That's exactly right. And we aren't. And I know I need to lose at least 20 pounds. I did not put that on in 3 weeks. I'm not going to take it off in 3 weeks.
Exactly.
So the membership option helps. That membership program really allows us opportunities to make sure the families understand that this is not a get smart, fast scheme.
A quick fix.
That's right.
It's not
it
a quick
will
fix.
Absolutely not be a quick fix. Some kids will learn faster than others, and we move at their pace. We don't have anything set in stone as to how fast or how slowly they do need to work. On average, our families spend approximately $35 an hour, and that's just sort of a ballpark number for that instruction. You're not going to get one-on-one tutoring for double that in most situations.
Interesting. Okay. So if you have a question for Adana, just text it in at 850-437-1620. And we do have a question that came in. The question is, can you help me homeschool my student?
Absolutely, we can help homeschool your student. We will not be able to be your only source of instruction. They do have to come in with their own curriculum, but we will fill in those missing pieces, support them on the material they need to have so that they can do better if there is testing at the end of the year that you have to complete. We do a fantastic job with our homeschool students who work with us. They love that it's the piece that gets to be removed from what the parents are instructing them with.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of people are fantastic at teaching all the skills. They may be fantastic themselves at math. Teaching math is a little bit of a challenge for a lot of people.
I would imagine.
let us take that off of your plate. Let us be part of that solution so that they don't end up in ninth grade and maybe you put them back into public school or they start talking about taking college classes.
Mm-hmm.
Let them not have to take a college class that's a remedial math class that certainly as a college student you would pay for and then not get credit for.
Well, sure. And we have a lot of folks that are very mobile that in this community. When I was young, we moved every couple of years. So trying to keep up with school, so I would go to one school and be ahead of the students there. I'd go to the next one and be behind. And so that's kind of and we're just a mobile society now. And it happens a lot, especially with all of our military here, too.
Absolutely. And that is so frustrating to kids because last semester, they loved math.
Yes.
And this year they're like, oh my gosh, I hate my teacher. I hate the school. Mom, please take me away. And we certainly don't want that for anybody.
Oh, okay. But, well, we've got another question here. This is a little bit more specific. Are you able to help a college freshman struggling with calculus?
The short answer to that is we don't typically enroll college students. We typically only enroll students until they complete 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
The longer answer to that is, it sort of depends on what it is you're looking for specifically. Reach out to me and make sure that I'm part of that communication to our, if you're interested in Pensacola, which I'm guessing would be the case, reach out to our Pensacola Center. Let the person who answers that phone there know that you heard about us here and that you would like me to be involved in that conversation. And we'll see what we can do to help out.
Oh, that sounds great. So what is the best way for folks to reach you? You have a website and a phone number?
We do have a website. It's mathnasium.com/Pensacola. So locally, that's the best way to find us. If you're looking for one of the other centers anywhere in the country, just go to the straight Mathnasium website and then key in your zip code. The phone number here in Pensacola is 850-490-3606.
Okay, so this is kind of a basic question, but from my perspective, how do you teach math? Because it's so many different things. And so you said initially you do the assessment. So if I've got a child that wants to start with you, kind of walk me through that process.
So we start with that assessment, and we're going to learn exactly where those missing pieces are.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you have a fourth grade student. You start with us. We determined through the initial process that your student's going to be starting with some second grade skills.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they didn't learn things this year or last year. It means that there are a handful of things from second grade that we know they need to have before we move forward. If your student can't find half of even numbers, then we can't start teaching them how to find half of odd numbers and half of numbers that start, or two-digit numbers that start with an odd number. We have to have that prerequisite skill. Sometimes filling in a prerequisite will complete something in their heads,
mm-hmm.
in their minds, that will let them see that next skill super easily. And maybe we don't have to teach half of odd numbers because all of a sudden that has come together for them.
Right.
So we reassess about every 3 months. We make sure that the things that they have in their learning plan are still correct for them.
Okay. If you just joined us, we're talking with Adana Elder. She is the owner of Mathnasium here in Pensacola. And if you have a question about your students, about classes, about how can they help you, just text it in at 850-437-1620.
You asked about scholarships as part of pricing a minute ago.
Yes.
And I want to make sure that everybody knows that we are step-up providers.
Okay.
So Andrew did a great job as I was coming in, talked about what some of that is looking like. We have more and more students in our area, families in our area that are setting their students up to be homeschooled students, and that is a fantastic opportunity for them. Step Up is often used for homeschool students.
It can also be used. What is it, in case someone doesn't know?
Step Up is a scholarship that's provided by the state.
Mm-hmm.
It is state funded. You have to apply. The application deadline is April the 30th, so it's around the corner if you're not already part of that program and you're either homeschooling your student or you have one with unique abilities. Make sure that you look into that, because it may be funding that you can use even if you are a public school student.
Okay.
So those funds can often be used for tutoring. It's one of the most frequent uses of it. And we are step-up providers. We offer direct pay now. So though you don't have to pay anything out of pocket, we'll take care of all of that on our end. The state will pay us directly, and you don't have to put it on a credit card or do anything else special relative to that.
Okay, that's a really important news.
And that it can be really helpful for a lot of families, especially if you are low income or if it's just not feasible for you to put it onto a credit card and then hope for reimbursement when the state decides that they're going to provide.
It's,
I love what the state's doing,
yes.
Right? But anytime you're expecting reimbursement for anything, it's not their priority, because they
mm-hmm.
would certainly, in every situation, I'm not harping on the state in any way, but anytime you're looking for reimbursement, it's so much easier for that entity to hold that money as long as they can. And
mm-hmm.
it's not that I'm trying to say that they are doing anything inappropriate, but there's bureaucracy is bureaucracy.
Yes, it
there
is,
will be things that just slow it down, right?
Unfortunately. So here's a good question. How about this? Do you give homework to the students?
We do not give any homework to any of our students. We have everything happen inside of our center.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us keep the skills pages a little bit shorter, because if you're going to struggle on page two, we're going to talk about that. If I send you home with three pages of work and say, practice this at home,
mm-hmm.
the thing that happens is one of two. Either you take it home and you're like, oh my gosh, this was such a waste of time because I totally get this already. Or they're going to take it home, they're going to struggle with it, they're maybe going to learn it wrong or start doing it wrong. They bring the pages back into me, and we look at it and we say, oh, Susie, I'm so sorry. All of these are wrong now. We have to reteach the skill, and they're frustrated because they wasted all of their time. So none of our material ever leaves the center. We want to make sure that as they're learning that skill, they're comfortable with it as they move forward.
Well, that could be a selling point. If you have a child that's not real excited about taking math classes, you can say, hey, there's no homework.
That's right. There, it is 100%. And we know our kids today have so many things going on.
Oh, I know.
Their school is sending them home with tons of homework.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want to be part of that frustration. As a matter of fact, like we talked about earlier, those kids are welcome to bring their homework in, and we will help them with it here. So we're going to make home time a little bit easier for the families, too.
Oh, that's
dinner
great.
Doesn't have to be about how mad everybody is because mom couldn't help Johnny understand how to find fractional parts of whole numbers.
Mm-hmm. So when you have a student that comes in that maybe has moved around a lot, or there's extenuating circumstances, so now they're frustrated, they're depressed, they kind of have that defiant, I'm done, I'm not even going to try. How do you break through that? How do you encourage them? And do you have a success story you can tell us about?
Sarah, so many success stories. But the best thing that I can do is when they come in, I make them at ease. I make them see what it is that we're doing and how fantastic our instructors are, how nice the center is. We do offer a reward program. So as the kids are learning new skills, they earn stars, which fill up cards. Those cards get to be spent like money.
Oh, cool. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So I've got kids who absolutely every day will be like, Mom, I've got 5 new cards today. And Mom's like, this is all about the stuff. I'm like, you know what? I don't really care what they have to, what it is that motivates
them. Yeah.
She had to do a ton of pages and learn a ton of skills to be able to get those cards. It's not like we're just handing them out a willy-nilly.
Right.
We do it based on attendance and we do it based on performance. So the more they do, the more often they come, the more quickly they will earn those stars and cards.
Well, it's got to be very gratifying. My favorite thing is when you see a child go, then the lights go on when they get something, when you've been working and working with them. Has that happened to you?
It happens all the time, almost every day. We get to see somebody in one of the centers who's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this was so frustrating to me before.
And I get it.
Yeah, sometimes it's about a homework skill that they just got a really bad test score on and the teacher reviewed it, but they still didn't really quite understand.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need that skill in a couple of weeks. They're going to need that skill when they do the FAST test in a month. They're going to need it again as they push forward. If we can help them understand that even though they're past that original test and maybe they got a 50 on it or they got worse than that, let's make sure that there's understanding because that's going to help support them moving forward no matter what.
Right. Okay, so we do have a question. My sophomore in high school is taking advanced classes and now struggling. Can you help?
So the reason that that often happens, and this is, I don't know your student, so I'm speaking a little bit off the cuff. The reason that that kind of thing often happens is that grade inflation is a real thing. There are probably situations where she got a not great test score, even though she has been getting A's and is ahead of her peers. There are pieces that get missed along the way no matter what. That's what the assessment is designed to find, is where are those pieces? What's causing that frustration today? Now, maybe what we find during the assessment is there aren't any missing pieces and it's just today's skill, or maybe it's just the way the teacher has been explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy when that's the case. And then we can talk about private sessions, and that might be the right answer for your student. In most cases, we find that there are underlying pieces. Often that's because we have been handing calculators out to kids at sixth grade, kind of like candy. We're like, that's okay, you're not going to need to know how to do your multiplication facts anymore. But when we start looking at factoring equations, we have to know those multiplication facts to be able to move forward.
Right.
We need them to find. You can trial and error your way with a calculator to all kinds of solutions. But if you can just look at it and know what goes together well or what doesn't, you're going to feel much more confident with your answers.
When you are assessing a child, do you ever come across a child that possibly has something else going on besides just the fact that they're struggling just because they don't get it, or they might have some other issues?
That is always possible. We are not trained to diagnose in any way, shape, or form, and it doesn't change any of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Parents will often tell me, my student is on the autism spectrum, or my student has ADHD. Those are things that we are fine to work around. We don't do anything like, I'll say accommodations-like, because everybody's curriculum is customized to their needs. If we need to reteach them a skill, that's okay. We do that. If they need to stand up during their sessions instead of sitting in a chair, stand up during your sessions instead of sitting in a chair. So the things they know. The things they don't know. Whatever it is that we can do. I've had families say, I don't really care. They may bring in a 10th grader who is has some diagnoses, and so we'll make sure that they say, I just want to make sure he can get to multiplication facts. That's fine. That's where we'll focus.
That sounds good. I can't believe time has flown by. And
again.
We just have about a minute or so left. Why don't you give your information, contact information?
Mathnasium.com/Pensacola is the best way to find us on the website. Our phone number is 850-490-3606. My name is Adana Elder. I am the owner of this center and the one in Niceville and Destin. And we'll look forward to seeing you in the center soon.
Okay. And is there anything else you'd like to mention before we go?
If you are interested in applying for Step Up, do it today.
Okay, because the deadline's April 30th?
April 30th.
Okay, and then what are your center hours and of the week, days of the week?
It'll change for the summer, but right now we are 2:30 to 7:30, Monday through Thursday. Fridays we're in from 2:30 to 5:30, and we have Sunday hours from 1 to 4.
Okay, one more time, the website and the phone number.
Mathnasium.com/Pensacola, 850-490-3606.
We've been talking with Adana Elder with Mathnasium. Thank you so much for coming in today,
Thank
Adana.
You for having me again,
Always Meg. Interesting, as usual. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.